Hi everyone, this is Special K Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast, and today I am talking with David Bruno of Sakai Project, one of the major distributors of visual novel games in the United States. David, how you doing?
Absolutely splendid. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Would you like to tell my audience maybe a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Sakai Project?
Sure. Sakai Project popped on the scene 2 or 3 years ago on Steam with a little title called Sakura Spirit, and it caught my attention. It was kind of nice to see some visual novels making their way to Western audiences. And so I kind of offered my assistance. I've been doing public relations work for the past decade now. So I'd kind of kept them on my radar, got in touch with the guys and offered my assistance. I let them know if there's any way I could help, anybody you know I could put them in contact with, that I really liked what they were doing, et cetera, et cetera. And kind of stayed in contact with them over the years and watched them kind of grow into a bigger, stronger distribution or publisher of visual novels and other 2D games. Most part, it's visual novels, but stayed in contact with them. And then just last October, they're ramping up to release the Jisenjo no Mao, Sound of Drop, and Clannad. And they kind of offered me to come on board full time. And, you know, it's been kind of a wonderful opportunity to work with a great bunch of hardworking people.
Excellent. And could you tell us a little bit about how Sakai Project got started?
Yeah, it's been sort of a Cinderella story of sorts. All these guys were, for the most part, I mean, avid fans of visual novels and some translators and in the scene, and they just all kind of weren't really satisfied with what they were doing with their current career paths, I guess, and wanted a break from that and thought, hey, you know, why don't we all put our efforts together and make one just giant hive mind of publishing visual novels and, you know, getting some of these games to Western audiences. And so that's pretty much exactly what they did. And they, you know, they had gotten in contact with some of the folks at Visual Arts, and they started to hit things off, and Planetarian was released on Steam. And then that was kind of like a testing the waters for Western audiences. And that was a pretty big success. And then came Clannad, and Clannad just kind of, was just released last fall, and I think it was November, and it's been kind of a whirlwind this last quarter, so forgive me if I'm off a bit by a month, but yeah, Clannad was released, and it's been just rolling full steam ahead for these guys, really.
Excellent. Now, Sakai Project has two main distribution channels, one being on the Steam network run by the Valve Corporation, the other one being Sakai's own in-house distributor label, Dempasoft. Would you like to tell my audience maybe a little bit about them and why the split?
Sure. So Steam is more of an all-ages kind of avenue or distribution, digital distribution center, whereas Dempasoft caters more towards our mature 18-plus titles. Anything that we can't house on Steam, we'll put on Dempasoft. But Steam, for the most part, has the most traction and the most eyeballs and visitors and players. So that's why we kind of split those two there. Steam has been absolutely wonderful to work with, too. But yeah, so some people want the unfiltered kind of, and as it was intended over in Japan and whatever kind of releases. And granted, we do have some English visual novels on Dempasoft, too. So it doesn't entirely hold true, but yeah, anything that's really more mature or 18 plus rated will be on Dempasoft. Anything that is all ages will be on Steam.
All right. And I mean, with Steam, I mean, many companies have chosen it. What do you think, like, you know, what's the appeal of Steam versus creating your own distribution channel? And you know, do you see that Steam might be a big thing in the industry for small developers to kind of get published?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Steam with Steam, it's definitely the user base that it has. I mean, Valve has already established themselves so prominently in gaming, and for, I mean, even myself being an avid gamer since, you know, the NES days, Atari 2600 NES days, I had always been someone who hopped on the latest console bandwagon, kind of like, oh, PlayStation, got it. Okay, what's next? PS2, got it. Okay, so then GameCube, got it. Dreamcast, et cetera, et cetera. And so with this latest iteration of consoles, I was really hesitant to hop on board because I just kept seeing so many awesome games being released on Steam. And it's like, okay, there's a lot of games on Steam that actually don't need, you know, you don't need like a powerhouse gaming rig to play. It's something that is super accessible. I mean, there's like the Steam app on your phone if you want to track games. There's, you can play on your PC or whatever, on Mac, on Linux, and it's just become so versatile that I think it's almost become a staple of for publishers to put a game out on Steam. But it's just been an absolute wonder. Everybody at Steam has been super awesome to work with. So putting your game on Steam as opposed to opening up your own distribution house to, I think it's probably best to go with Steam first until you kind of get your feet wet and then establish yourself before you're able to put a lot of time and effort into opening up your own online distribution.
Excellent. And Sakaya's got some very major franchises under its banner, chief among them being Clannad, which is the really up-and-coming visual novel series. The Sakura series, latest of them, if I recall right, being Sakura Swim Club, being one of them, as well as the Kawaii Scene with Paka Plus, to even including such major titles, latest major titles such as Sunrider Academy and the big-time Nekopara, which is, I believe, and one that is actually making some news as of late.
Yeah, we're actually getting ready to work with on Nekopara Volume 2 now. So we've been kind of ramping up behind the scenes and getting that prepared. And yeah, Paka Plus will be also be on Dempasoft hopefully really soon, maybe within a month. Don't quote me on that, but hopefully very, very soon. But yeah, again, Steam has been super awesome, and it's been awesome working with visual arts and all the development circles that we have working with us, and there's a lot of titles to kind of cover our whatever palette you really like. You know, it's whatever walk of life you're from, whatever gaming interests you have. I think there's something for everyone, really.
And what are your thoughts on especially Sakai Project getting their hands on especially Clannad, which has been a very popular series and bit in Japan, you know, and now it is in the U.S. and Sakai is the exclusive distributor of that game in the United States. What do you think about that? I mean, just as far as like just putting a major feather in the cap of Sakai Project.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely don't like to think that our egos won't, you know, can't fit through a door or a hallway or anything. I think it's been just wonderful that before I was on board, you know, they secured Clannad, so just having the opportunity to work with them on the Clannad launch has been a blessing. I mean, I know the team has put in so many hours and their operation to get this thing localized, translated, add some new features to it has just been absolutely amazing. And we've had a couple of media outlets inquire about, you know, how we went about localizing Clannad, what went into it, and just reading these guys' stories, just like, I'm like, geez, you guys really burned the midnight oil. I can't imagine how many cups of coffee or Red Bulls or 5-hour energies you went through, and just their methods to kind of get things straight, and just the teamwork involved was just sheerly amazing. So my hat is entirely off to those guys and that team.
Right on, right on. So do you have a favorite amongst yours, the one that sits on your PC or console at home that you just cannot walk away from, even for work?
That's a tough one. right now, I think Robbie Ribby has been capturing a lot of my interest and time. I mean, I might be a little biased because it's not out yet. So it will be coming out in 2 days now. But that has been a sheer blast, and it's kind of a step away from what we traditionally do, or not traditionally, but what we normally do and publish visual novels and license visual novels. It's more of the Toho kind of Mega Man X or Metroidvania style game. So it's 2D kind of retro sprites, and it's just absolute blast. It's fans of like any of those types of games, like those 2D retro kind of platforming games, will have an absolute blast of the game. And it's and anybody who loves bullet hell or shmup style games will get a kick out of the boss battles too.
Awesome. And is this a new route Sakai Project will be going down?
You know, I can only hope that in the future we do have more diverse titles like this or a bigger diversity to our current library. I don't see visual novels going away anytime soon, but it is nice to kind of sprinkle the releases with something a little bit different. Because I mean, after a while, you kind of paint. I don't want to say paint yourself into a corner, but it's nice to break up the genres a bit, the gaming genres.
And oh, fair enough.
Offer something different.
Well, that brings up the next point being the upcoming titles. What does Sakai Project have on the drawing board?
Ooh, well, Rappy Rippy.
Of course.
And we just put up a green light for Tao Sim's Stargazers. So it is a visual novel kind of set in space. It kind of has that weird Plan B from Outer Space Ed Wood feel almost, where it's kind of like retro tech in a futuristic environment, if that makes sense. So we just put the green light up for that, and that's Stargazers. That's on Steam right now. And then we have Rabby Ribby, and then we'll be working, like saying, Paka Plus coming soon. And Root Double, of course, which we're plugging away the Kickstarter for the Root Double, and just announced PS Vita support for Root Double. So working on that, and as well as Fruit of Grisaia should be I think Sony will be receiving a early submission build for Fruit of Grisaia as well.
Awesome.
So lots of products. And of course, there's tons of titles that we haven't really announced yet. Atom Girl will also be coming to Steam soon as well.
Very good. And we spoke about Nekopara, the Nekoworks series, as well as I understand, at least on Dempasoft, there's been a re-release of Sakura Swim Club recently.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, you brought that to my attention. About the language pack. So yeah, there's a voiceover language pack added to the that's been recently added to the game. So anybody who has purchased the game should be able to re-download it and get that update.
And that is the original Japanese voice acting.
That is correct.
Ah, very good, very good. So what do you think about this idea of visual novels being? In many ways, for those of you who've been at the various conventions from Anime USA to Otakon to AX and upcoming recently at Animore and now probably in 3 weeks, folks, at KatsuCon, which will be held at the Gaylord National Convention Center in National Harbor, Maryland, over Valentine's Day weekend, there's been a big discussion amongst fans about visual novels being the new big Japanese import. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about Sakai's place, at the spearhead of this new edge of fandom?
It's actually been quite entertaining and fun. I know the fans have been just super passionate. I just registered on a couple of forums to kind of jump in and speak with a lot of these people. I don't want them to think that their voices are going unheard. And actually, just coming up, we have AOD in Santa Clara coming up in the same time I think that convention is taking place over the Valentine's Day weekend. So we'll be at AOD in Santa Clara, I believe, and then Anime Boston, I think we should be there as well. So there's lots of conventions and panels to be had, and we'll be discussing upcoming titles and checking out some rehashing on some of the old titles. And I know a lot of our former titles on Steam that don't have like Steam trading card support or achievements or whatever it is. Like, I know those are actually being looked at and updated as well. So there are titles that we, and we're paying attention to all of our backlog of titles, and we're paying attention to what fans are asking for too.
Very good. And what are your thoughts on, these visual novels? Many of them, are now, like Clannad and others are coming out as manga and anime, titles. What do you think about that, like that transfer? Do you think visual novels are becoming, in many ways, how the new stories and new franchises are, going to be created? Or do you think that it's, kind of a bounce off back and forth between the various media genres?
No, it's great. I mean, from, a PR and marketing perspective, it's a fantastic way to cross promote a title. Clannad's been around for a decade at least, so the fan OSTs, fan soundtracks, or everything from manga to anime. So it's been around for a while, and it's shared, it's jumped mediums a few times, and And it only makes the lore, the story, the characters more robust, in my opinion, and offers the fans more. So, I mean, if there was a game that I was just truly head over heels for and in love with and couldn't get enough of, to me, I would, you know, wholeheartedly welcome a new medium, not only to explore additional stories or just reread through a set story or see how it made the transfer to a different medium. So it's definitely something I embrace and look forward to more of. I know that Gate has been the anime Gate. We're doing the manga for Gate as well. So that should be a fantastic opportunity to cross-promote Gate.
And do you see any others that you think in your mind might, you know, make that jump very soon?
Making the jump. You know, I would absolutely love to see different mediums for Nekopara myself. To see like a Nekopara anime would be awesome, just plain awesome. So that would be one for sure that I would love to see made into an anime.
Oh, here.
That one, I mean, it's just too good to keep it on PC, really.
I mean, in truth, and where else do you hear the actual creator actually give a New Year's message to the fans, you know, other than in the visual novel genre?
So. Yeah, I didn't know that she had delivered that message until I got to watch the video after it was published. So that was just awesome.
Yeah, and for those of you who have not seen it yet, please check out Sakai Project on YouTube's New Year's video. You will hear from Sayori from Nekoworks, talking about the upcoming, Nekopara Volume 2, as well as some other, elements of the project. Moving along now to the big debate amongst video gamers, consoles or computers. And the inevitable things such as certain games console developers do not want to touch. I'm sure a lot of the certain Demisoft, titles might raise a few eyebrows with some of the console developers. Oh, yeah. What do you think on that, you know, that subject of, you know, consoles or computers, this dichotomy, and how do you think Sakai Project wants to get into it?
You know, well, there are a few visual novels I know that have been on, like, 3DS eShop just popped up with a visual novel not too long ago. And there are some on PlayStation Vita or PSN. I don't think there's any on Xbox Live Arcade or on XBLA, however you want to call it now. But you know, I would love to see more visual novels and more games from us pop up on console. I briefly mentioned that Grisaia and Root Double will be, you know, hopefully pushed to Vita. So if we can get them on first party platforms, Nintendo, PlayStation, or Sony and Microsoft, that would be stellar. But again, I think it's not so much the censoring or conforming to what they're asking you to do. Or make nips and, you know, trims and cuts here and there. But I think the biggest hurdle is probably the programming aspect to it. I mean, not only do you have to become a licensed publisher, then you have to get the dev software, dev kits, and then develop on an entirely new platform and hope that whatever visual novel or game was written in, you're able to transfer it over.
And do you see that potentially the bridge to this might be in the mobile gaming market, considering the fact that Android is a Linux kernel basis, iOS is a backdoor into Mac. If it can be made in Mac, it can be made in Windows, that kind of thing. I mean, do you think that might be the bridge that gets the kind of – that bridges the gap between these two very, very strong playing devices?
You know, I would absolutely hope so. For me, I mean, I've played small visual novels like Amber on Google Play or Android, and I absolutely love it. Like, if I'm tied up somewhere, if I'm on a long car trip, or if I happen to be on BART, which is the Bay Area transit system, you know, it's easy to just pick up your phone or your whatever device you have, tablet, and play or read through something like that. So I can only hope that more of them pop up on those devices, and it's certainly a heck of a lot easier than going through the whole publishing aspect of putting something on PSN or on the eShop or just even developing and coding for a platform.
And what do you think about the thing on with now, especially in regards to Steam console to computer, BioWare is also with Nintendo and Sony with the especially with the upcoming rumors about the NX having a handheld peripheral as its base controller. In the case of Vita, with the remote play and controller function for the PS4. What do you think about that, what that's going to do to the gaming industry and maybe potentially to Sakai's bringing Sakai's products to the customer in more ways?
Yeah, it definitely allows for more versatility. That's definitely for sure. In terms of how it will affect visual novels and some of the games that we publish, pending we can – push those titles onto consoles or onto the next, Nintendo platform or even Sony Vita. It just really depends on if it's able to translate into that system well, if the engine that it was written in is able to move it over, if we're able to move it over to PlayStation or Nintendo. But as far as features go, I mean, really the sky is the limit if development circles are open to making new changes to some of their existing titles. You can always include pause menus, start menus, achievements on those tinier screens if you're using the Vita as a controller, or if you're using, the Wii U controller, for instance, display screen. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunities there for developers, and I feel like a lot of them are being overlooked even now with current games. You could look at this all the way back to the 3DS when the 3DS first came out, and it seems like this is kind of the case actually for a lot of handhelds. They'll hype up every sort of feature it has, like gyroscopic and like six axis and all this stuff, and you'll see a quick blip of games launch with it, with this feature, and then they kind of just dissipate real fast. And it's like, wait, can't my system do this? And can't my controller do this? What happened to this? Like, the 3DS has a microphone. I don't know the last time I played a game that utilizes the microphone, So I would love to see more games do that. And if any of our games allow for it in the future, I'm definitely going to be somebody to champion and push that.
Absolutely.
Sorry, the long-winded answer to that.
No, I think that's a perfect answer. On the subject, though, finally, Sakai Project started out as this small independent publisher. Do you think that visual novels will become one of the big ways that some new publishers might actually get into the gaming industry, considering the fact that, with the dominance of companies like Activision Blizzard and Bethesda Software through ZeniMax and others, do you think that maybe this is one of those niches where some of the new publishers might get their first, tread, first bit of traction?
Cut their teeth on publishing? It is very likely, but I guess it just kind of depends on what their interests, where their interests lie, where they think the market is headed, and where they see, like if I was publisher or gamer X and, I've been playing this type of genre of games all my life, then I would probably take an interest, more an interest to that. Whereas if I've been playing first person shooters or third person shooters or platformers, whatever, I think that's probably where their interests will lie, and they'll look to probably publish a title in that genre. So it's hard to say if visual novels will be, their first foray into game publishing, but they're definitely becoming more and more abundant, that's for sure, and not just from Japanese or Eastern developers. We have a good amount of English visual novel developers that are popping out of the scene, like Unwanted Studios and Ebihime, who just put out No One But You and Strawberry Vinegar, respectively. So it's definitely a nice entry for some of the smaller developers to kind of get into game publishing and game development.
And on one final note, what do you think about that, that culture clash where, that which began in Japan is now being natively produced? And we start seeing now in America that there is a native form of manga, there is a native form of anime that is growing. Yeah. I mean, what do you think about visual novels being the next thing?
Oh, it's been a long time coming. I grew up watching anime, and I just made a comment about this on Twitter the other day about Ixer One being my very first anime I ever saw in the back in the late 80s. And I didn't even know what anime was. I just saw it on TV at a friend's house, and I was like, what in the world? It's like, this cartoon's so violent. And, I just grew with it, and I just kind of grew up watching the Saturday morning anime on Sci-Fi Channel and delved into Record of Lotus War and Ninja Scroll and Akira and so on and so forth, Ghost in the Shell. I could go on and on, but
And then on to Toonami.
Yeah, totally. So it's definitely been a long time coming, and I think that, you know, it's naturally progressing. So we had anime, and then we had, you know, manga popping up, and you'll see manga in bookstores, like at Borders, and, well, rest in peace, Borders, but, and then Barnes & Noble, and, you know, it's really cool. Like, if I'm walking through a Barnes & Noble, and I see kids reading manga or whatever, I'm like, right on, that's cool. Like, you know, hope they buy it to keep the medium alive, but, and now it's, you know, transitioning into a whole new format. I mean, we've seen anime DVDs make the jump to Blu-ray now, and it's becoming more and more prominent, and Crunchyroll, which has been stellar to have. And now, yeah, now visual novels. So, you know, it's made the natural progression. And I mean, Japanese developers and Asian developers are certainly not new to the game scene by any means. But, you know, visual novels are a completely different story. So it's nice to kind of see some of those guys get rewarded and see some of their works, you know, make it to Western audiences. And I think they're all really appreciative. I don't think that they're looking at it as a negative aspect at all.
Awesome. Do you have anything else maybe you'd like to tell my audience about a Sakai project?
We would love if everyone would check out the Root Double Kickstarter we're running right now. As I had previously mentioned, we just announced the Vita support, so we'll be moving it to Vita. And we got some new tiers and some new rewards. I mean, you could pick up everything from tapestries to physical editions of the game to, I think there's shikishis, color shikishis, black and white shikishis, posters, t-shirts, name in the credits. I mean, it has it all. And we've really been listening to a lot of the fan feedback since the launch. And we've just about put up just about everything they could possibly ask for. So it's rolling strong right now. We just need to kind of hit it home.
Awesome. And where might my audience be able to find you guys out on the social media and in the internet itself?
Everywhere. We are on just about every social media outlet you could possibly think of. We're on Twitter at Sakai Project. We just started up an Instagram page as well that we're kind of testing the waters with. Still new to the Instagram scene, so we're there. We're on Tumblr. We're on YouTube, Facebook, just about everywhere. I mean, also, we just revamped our own forums. If you go to forums.sakaiproject.com, we just revamped those too. So, without fans, I wouldn't be working with Sakai Project, and without fans, I don't think Sakai Project would even be Sakai Project. So it really is. I mean, you'll hear it from publishers and developers across the world. It's all about the fans. And so I can't thank them enough. And without that, we probably wouldn't be speaking right now. So it's really a fan-driven community.
Awesome. Well, David, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was really great.
And I wish Sakai Project best of luck in all its ventures.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Appreciate that.
No worries. All right. You take care, sir. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.